And good morning. It's Weekend Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. This week, many of us learned a new acronym, NCECA, pronounced NCECA, because the National Council on Education for the Ceramic Arts has been holding its annual conference in Providence. On Thursday, I spoke with Professor Jay LaCouture of Salve Regina University in Newport, one of the local on-site liaisons for this conference. Joining us as well, Joanne Conklin, the director of the David Winton Bell Gallery at Brown University. And I started by asking Professor LaCouture, what is NCECA?
NCECA is the National Council on Education for the Ceramic Arts. And our mission is one of education, primarily. But practically, it brings together a tribe of crazy ceramics people once a year. This is our 49th annual conference. Maybe close to 5,000 people here in Providence. Artists, educators, students, curators, historians, gallery owners, dealers. Started in 1966. It was last here in Providence in 1968, and there were 172 people. And they traveled out to Rehoboth and had a lobster clam bake, you know. So obviously we're not doing that with 5,000 people.
And now you are all over the place. I mean, it's not just Providence. It's New Bedford, Dartmouth, Pawtucket, even Boston.
This was one of the things myself and my co-liaison to the NCECA board, Larry Bush from Rhode Island School of Design, it was our original intention to make this a regional event. And organically, it surely became one with, between here and Boston, there's over 100 exhibitions. It's phenomenal.
Any idea what the economic impact of that might be on Rhode Island, on Providence?
Yes. According to the Providence Warwick Visitors and Convention Bureau, they estimate that $3.2 million worth of revenue comes out of NCECA. And curiously enough, Larry and I were not the ones that initiated NCECA coming to Providence. It was the Visitors and Convention Bureau. They saw NCECA as an economic engine, which is not strange in Providence. They realized that the arts have a financial impact on our small state.
Now, turning to Joanne Conklin, director of the Bell Gallery at Brown, you have an exhibition going on now. It's related to the NCECA conference. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. It's the NCECA Biennial, and it's a juried show of young to very professional, mature artists. There was a call for entries last spring, and we went through 1,148 entries. So we culled that down to 51 pieces.
That must have been a job.
You can imagine. It was several days of sort of fun and frustration. So it's this great mixture of traditional pots, installations. There's one piece that works off a digital readout, like a scan, like you would scan your products in the grocery store. So it's a wide range of objects.
I've been over there, and I gotta say, it challenged my idea of what I thought ceramics was. Mm-hmm. And I think anyone as unaware as I was would be very surprised and maybe even astonished by some of the stuff there. It's fascinating.
That's good. We like that. We like astonished viewers.
Well, by Saturday, when this airs, the conference will be mostly over, but many of these exhibits will be open for at least Saturday and Sunday, and maybe for longer. The Bell Gallery exhibit continues. That's through Sunday, correct?
Through Sunday. Sunday we're open from 11 to 4. Saturday we're actually open longer, 10 to 5.
And Professor LaCouture, anything that you would recommend to someone who is just hearing this and thinking, oh, I'd like to see that?
Well, there's two that I would mention that are from NCECA past masters, people that have died in the past year. One is at the Providence Art Club, and it's an exhibition of Val Cushing, who taught at Alfred University for 40 years, a beautiful show. And another is at the Hamilton Gallery on the campus of Salve Regina University. It's a memorial show to Jerry Williams. Jerry was kind of the dean of the pottery community in New England. And Jerry passed away, and we have a beautiful show of his work at Salve Regina.
And it looks like we're out of time, but Professor Jay LaCouture of Salve Regina University, thanks for your time today. And Joanne Conklin, director of the David Winton Bell Gallery at Brown University, thank you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.